Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Our politics on the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to start out this first segment a couple of ways. Number one, we're going to talk a little bit about where the election stands right now vis-a-vis Nevada, Arizona, and we should weigh in probably a little bit on Georgia. It's not looking good. We're going to get into a discussion of where the Republican Party, where I believe the Republican Party stands right now, and where Jim believes the Republican Party stands right now. Now, as we sit here recording this show on Friday, there are hundreds of thousands of votes left to be counted in Arizona, and there are hundreds of thousands of votes left to be counted in Nevada. That is totally inexcusable when you got a state like Florida, which has a greater population than either Arizona or Nevada, and they were virtually done the day of the election. So I am a little bit unhappy, quite frankly, with the election people in Nevada and Arizona. Jimmy, how do you feel?
No, I agree completely. It's unacceptable, and it's just inexcusable that these states are incapable of actually getting a decision within 24 hours.
Yeah.
And what it does, what happens when you do this and you drag this out, it really undermines faith and confidence in the electoral system. And it doesn't matter which party you're with.
Yeah.
People just look at it and say, okay, this isn't good.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about where we actually do stand right now. Which party? I believe the Democrats are slightly ahead in terms of the quest for Senate seats. I believe the Democrats are just slightly ahead in both Arizona and Nevada. Do you have the exact numbers handy, Jim?
I don't have the exact numbers right now because they're actually changing as we're talking, recording. And so we do know that there won't be a decision. They've already announced they won't decide until the first, maybe Monday or Tuesday. You won't have the final numbers. But what we do know is that in Nevada, Adam Laxalt, he's ahead by a few thousand votes. That's changed a little bit on the last vote drop. But some of the areas that they believe are more conservative are outstanding. But at the same time, Clark County votes, I can tell from experience in the state of Washington, when Christine Gregoire and Dino Rossi ran for governor, over 20 years ago, when they first started this type of mail-in system and these type of ballots, Christine Gregoire lost initially, but in King County, they kept finding. They did three recounts until they finally found a box of 100 ballots, and she somehow came out ahead of Dino Rossi.
Yeah.
Now, that was a template for what type of changes the Democrats could make in order to manage the system through mail-in ballots, drop boxes, under the guise of getting more voters involved. But what it does is it actually creates the opportunity to provide, to carry ballots to people's homes, have very good organization in order to collect those or get people to vote a certain way and get them in there, and then the count can change. And you really have to question the system in these areas. And it's very clear that the key places we have problems in America right now are places where they've put in this type of system.
Yeah.
Either the mail-in, the drop box, the early voting. And in many places, you don't even, in Washington State, you don't even have a place to go cast a vote. There is no voting location. You have to go drop your into a box or mail it in.
Yeah.
And that becomes very problematic when it comes to validating IDs, cleansing voter rolls. And as I've told you and told our listeners before, last year in Washington State, my wife and I both received two ballots each because we had moved a couple blocks away and the auditor sent ballots to both locations. Now, that would be easy to cheat through that type of a system.
Jim, let me ask you a question. I'm starting to feel like the voting process in America right now is very inefficient, but I'm not starting to feel that it's necessarily dishonest. How do you feel about my statement there? Do you think it's dishonest? I don't think it is.
I think in key areas it's dishonest. And yeah. I think there's a lot of evidence that has proven that. And that is videotape of buying votes and delivering votes.
In the Orlando area, for example, although in the overall count in Florida, what happened in Orlando in terms of harvesting votes, et cetera, really didn't affect the race very much in Florida.
Well, not this time.
No.
Because what had happened, the DeSantis administration in Florida in general had clamped down on some of these very problematic areas. Remember, yeah. Broward County in the 2020 election was a total disaster, and DeSantis had to fire the election chief down there. So he put in place a oversight group that actually went out and investigated and found this information. And when you do that, it stops people from cheating the system.
Yeah.
When you do not prosecute those types of crimes, then they will go on until someone stops them.
Yeah.
And that's the problem in many of the Democratic controlled states, because in fact, and it could be the Republicans in sometime in the future, who knows, but the Democrats right now, when they control the authority to review these problems, it's just like the DOJ in Washington, D.C. right now. They're targeting conservatives and Republicans because they have the power, but they are allowing Democrat, progressive ideologies to run rampant. And if you don't stop it, if you don't actually step in and, make the system equitable and make justice equal, and in these types of areas, you never have trust and faith in it. And that's the reality that we're facing right now. The system appears to be incredibly corrupt, in my view.
Okay. But I personally maintain that the system right now is relatively honest. And I think the results in Arizona and Nevada, kind of prove that. I think that the argument that a lot of the Democrats are making is that if you question the voting process, you're really questioning the concept of a democracy. And I would say there may be a little bit of truth to that.
I would argue 100% the opposite.
And the
reason why I argue that, Al, is because if you don't question it, you just accept this and just accept the system when one particular uniparty control has control over something, then you're going to walk yourself into tyranny. And you have to question it. And oh, by the way, you have to be able to question it. And you have to prove.
I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you should not be able to question it. And I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is that the election, as I see it this time, I don't think that what happened, as depicted in 10,000 Mules or whatever the hell the name of that movie and book was, I don't think that happened this time.
We don't know yet, because it's way too early to tell in some of these areas and who was investigating and who was watching. So it took months before, actually it took a year and a half before 2000 Mules came out, because they had to do a tremendous amount of research. So it's hard to say. It's really hard to say at this point. I would like to think that it's honest and trustworthy, but there's just too much information and evidence for me that says we have to really question it and step in and stop some of the ridiculous things.
Okay.
Let's look very quickly. Let's just say, it's a 48 Democrats right now, 49 Republicans. That includes Alaska, which both candidates are Republicans. And then we've got three outstanding races to make the determination.
Right.
And it's going to be a really close one.
Yeah, it's going to be really close. Yeah, very, very close. But I would say, I think it's a relatively cleaner system this time than it was in 2020. I mean, I heard some numbers from 2020 that really don't make any sense whatsoever, but I'm not hearing those numbers necessarily here in this particular.
We got to be right back, right now.
2022. No, not quite yet, but now we do. Yeah, we got a commercial break as of right now. You guys right back.